especially that I have two little girls. Like, no, your purpose right now is to be at home, take care of your girls, take care of your husband. Why are you trying to make more money for you? Like, that's selfish.
You are listening to the Say Hola Well podcast, a show dedicated to the stigmatized idea of wanting more money. More money, more options for you, your family, and our community to become financially free. I am your host, Lucy King. I am on a mission to help decolonize wealth for Latinas, and here is how I do it. I talk about building generational wealth through a holistic lens. I give you the strategies, the mindset, and the ideas to create generational wealth and also break away from a culture of silence. Ya sabes, the belief that in our cultura, no se habla de dinero. We don't talk about money. I am a first-gen investor who went from believing I had to work mentally and physically hard for money to now having multiple investment accounts and run a business that I love. I am a mom, a wife, speaker, and author, ready to help you create wealth beyond your ancestors' wildest dreams. Welcome to the Say Hola Well podcast. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to follow us on social if you are loving the podcast, want to build community, and you want to learn creative ways to increase your income. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, and of course on our website at www.sayholawell.com. If you feel inspired by any of the episodes, it will mean the world to me if you can leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts. This is how other mujeres find us. Hello, welcome back to the Say Hola Well podcast. I am super excited to share space with one of my clients today, Cristal. But before we get started, I want to remind you the doors to the Say Hola Well Academy are officially for enrollment. If you have been looking for a community to help you thrive and have money conversations with, this is your place. So today I'm having a conversation with one of our current members, and I just cannot wait for you to hear what she has to say. One of the things that I love about Cristal is that she is an action taker, and also she's not afraid to call me out as her coach, but I'm going to go ahead and let her introduce herself. So Cristal, welcome.
Hi, my name is Crystal, and I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have two daughters, and I'm just excited to be here with you.
And I love that. Okay, so let's talk about what you just said, right? You are a stay-home mom, and I cannot tell you how many people in our community are stay-home moms, have been thinking about joining the academy, but there's always the mindset of like, oh my God, I should probably wait until my nena is bigger, until my nena goes back to school. So I want you to tell the audience, Krista, like, why did you decide to invest in the academy, first of all?
Well, my daughter turned two, so I feel like I'm at a good place where she's not a newborn anymore. I have a little bit of more time. I have a little bit of more confidence. And since I'm not working, I want to learn all I can about creating money while I sleep.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you're making it at your own pace and really embodying and honoring the phase or the season of your life where you are, which means you get to be stay-home mom, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't go after your purpose. You shouldn't go after the healing. You shouldn't go after like just getting ready for when the time comes. So Cristal, by the way, I call her Cristal and then she says Crystal. And then she's like, I don't really care how you call me. Okay. So for those of you that are like, wait, she's saying Crystal and Lucy's saying Cristal. So I'm going to go with Crystal from now on. Okay. But Crystal, you have had one of the greatest expansion on this cohort. And I want you to just talk to us about like all of this transformation that is happening. So where were you before you joined the academy?
I was very afraid to look at my money. I think that's the number one. I was very avoidant. My husband is the one like looking at all the things and like, oh, when did we go here? When did we go there? But I was so scared and I don't know why I felt like that. Also, I had this, oh, I have a little bit of money, but what if it doesn't stay there long? Or I had a lot of shame too about wanting more money, especially that I have two little girls. Like, no, your purpose right now is to be at home, take care of your girls, take care of your husband. Why are you trying to make more money for you? Like, that's selfish.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And I do remember you coming to the cohort were saying like, oh my God, like I want more, but I don't know why. And I just feel this, you know, almost like an inner voice that is like, yes, you can become wealthy. So let's dive back into what you just said, like the shame about looking at your numbers, because I'm pretty sure right now there's one or two mujeres that are ready to join the academy and they feel the same way. They're like, oh my God, I don't know how to look at my numbers, or I don't feel safe, right? What were some of the things that you love so far about how we approach money inside the academy? Because I don't give you guys the spreadsheets. I don't have you look at your numbers right away. So what has been one of the biggest takeaways when it comes to how you look at your numbers?
One of the most shocking things, I would say, because I like school and I like, okay, show me how, and then I'll be your A+ student for that. But no, with you, not about getting an A, it's about our mindset and how we feel about it. So yes, regarding looking at my money, that's something that nobody's ever done to me. And so I need someone to hold me accountable. So that's what I love. I love that I hired you and I signed up for this. And when you call me out, I'm like, oh, why are you doing this to me? But something that you've even told the other girls is like, I invite you to ask yourself, why are you triggered by this? So it's like allowed me to like look within and realize that I have like a little bit of traumas that I didn't even know were there. So it's like more, I feel like I got a 2-in-1 combo. Like I'm learning about money and I'm learning about myself as well too, if that makes sense.
Yes. And so let's talk about what you just said, because you said like the pressure, right? So one of the expectations of being a member of the Say Hola Wealth Academy is that you are going to be looking at your numbers, even if that means you're going to look at your numbers like once a month. And so what Crystal is saying about like the pressure is like, we have developed our system to literally automate our emails, automate like the things that you need to do. And so yes, every month the members are expected to make what we call the wealth report, which means that I want to keep you accountable as your coach, but also give you an opportunity to look within, exactly what Crystal just said, right? We look at your numbers, right? Like you look at your numbers and then you have to like say, okay, this is how much money I saved this month. This is how much money I paid off with my debt. This is how much I started investing. So that's what she means by the pressure, by the way, which she also loves, because as she just mentioned, I call her out on things, because sometimes, which is very normal, by the way, we're being real here, is very normal for members to go into these like, I want to sprint to the end. And then halfway through, they're like, oh man, like, I don't know if I'm going to make it, right? Which was Crystal's case. She's like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm going to be able to hit the mark of like saving $10,000 or paying $10,000 off in debt. And so when she's saying that I call her out, it was all about like, wait a minute, like, you're overlooking all of the wins that you've had. And she even said like on a call, I remember her saying like, I got this email from you, you call me out, and then I'm thinking, who does she think she is? Which I love. I love the transparency that Crystal brings into the academy, because as we're on this call, I'm listening to her, you know, just letting her say whatever she wants to say. And then at the end, I was like, well, I am your coach and you hire me to keep you accountable. And that is one thing that I don't do. Like I don't let my clients or any members of the academy continue to play small, because I see the potential. Like in this case with Crystal, like I see how she can literally achieve anything she wants. Anything, right? Like she wants to launch a business, she wants to do all these things. And she just said like, I am a great student, right? And so what I'm doing with her as her coach is I want her to see that she's already good enough, that the way she is right now, she's perfect, that the skill set that she has can be monetized. And so whenever she wants to go to the left, I'm like, wait a minute, come back. Like, what are we doing, right? Like, why are we, what are we trying to self-sabotage? So thank you for sharing that. You also have done, I mean, you've been paying off debt, you've been saving, you open an investment account, you're doing a little bit of everything, but also you had the audacity to book a flight last minute and go meet your husband in Chicago. Can you tell us about that?
So my husband went on a work training to Chicago for a whole month. And so the plan was for me to stay here with the girls. My girls are, one of my girls is in school, and it so happened that she got spring break. So I was like, well, I have the money to go. I have always been taught, no, it's like, vas a ir a gastar dinero. Like the hotel, the flight, the eating, like it's, that's all it's going to be. But with all the work that we've been doing, I said, no, I'm going to do it. It's not a waste. It's an experience. I've never been on an airplane. I've never even thought about going to Chicago. And I asked my mom, hey, is it okay if you take care of my littlest one? Because I'm going to be by myself and I'll just take my oldest one. And she kind of made me feel bad for even thinking of going. And I thought back to whose shame is it? Is it my shame or her? And as much as I love my mom, that's her shame. And I need to do what's best for me. And I decided to go on the trip. And me and my girl and my husband, we had an amazing week out there.
I love that. I love that. So when you become a member of the Academy, I give you so many tools to really help you understand your mindset. And as Crystal say, like, we have an exercise that we call like, whose shame is it? And that exercise is intended to help you whenever you want to make a financial decision that sometimes it might not even make sense to anybody. Sometimes it might not even make sense financially, but sometimes you just got to do it, right? Because you're robbing yourself of your future self experience if you don't take this action. And so Crystal had been introduced to the coaching methodology, and then she was able to use it. Not even like she didn't reach out to me, to the community hub, which members have access to. She was able to just do it, essentially self-coach, and say, okay, I can see that this shame belongs to my mom. And we can love our parents as much as we want. Like there's no, you know, when we're talking about parents not supporting our goals, it's not that we don't love them. It's just that we're starting to see things different, right? So she was able to identify that it wasn't her shame, that it was her mom. And she ended up booking the trip. She ended up going. She ended up having an amazing time. And I was just so happy for her because she has been doing the work inside the Academy. Now, Crystal, we've done so many exercises, right? Because one of the things that I want inside the Academy is to give you guys the mindset and the healing of really embodying what it takes to become a millionaire, because it's not an overnight success. But can you tell us what has been one of maybe your favorite or the most powerful goals that we have so far?
I think the most impactful for me was the letter we wrote to our nena. Like I had to sit in my room like for another hour, just like taking it all in. Like what just happened? Like I feel like I was able to heal something in me that I didn't even know needed healing. And It made me a little bit more confident. Oh, a lot more confident in how I move forward.
I love that. And this is part of the liberation belief method that we teach. Like sometimes people come and say like, oh my God, I'm not ready to look at my numbers, or I'm not ready to like look at spreadsheets, or I'm not looking to do anything, right? And this is why we take the liberation belief method, which means like we have to do a lot of healing. And it's not that you do healing like at the beginning, the middle, or the end. It's like all along we're healing, right? Because like Crystal mentioned, we did an exercise or a call where we talk about like healing our inner niña, right? Because a lot of our financial behaviors and the decisions that we make really stem from that inner niña that didn't get X, Y, or Z. What would I want to say? Like interaction met, right? Because our parents were working, our parents were in survival. Culturally, sometimes we put a lot of pressure in our children. Like, les hacemos burla de cómo se ven, de cómo se visten, de cómo hablan, right? And so when we have been carrying all of these inner child trauma, it's hard for us to show up in our finances and in our future self because the wound hasn't been healed. And we did this. This was one of the healing calls. It was so powerful. We laugh, we cry, we heal. And we do this once a month because we want you all to really understand the importance of looking within. Now, Crystal, you have been, I keep bragging about you because I just really love how you take radical action on the things that I called you out on or the things that we're supposed to do. But how has the community aspect of the Say Hola Wealth Academy really helped you boost your confidence?
So one of the other things that I wanted to join was for community, because in my community, I don't really have anybody to talk to about money. If I bring it up to my parents, no, that's not, money is evil. Like, para que quieres más? If I brought it up to my friends, they were kind of like iffy when I would ask them, oh, how much are you making? What kind of investments do you have? And I just felt like it wasn't a safe place to talk about money. And with the community at in the academy, it's like we're cheering for each other. If somebody has a bad day, not even related to money, we're there to encourage each other and we give advice. And even though I don't know these girls, I feel like I could ask like for advice, or I could share something that I couldn't share with my own friends.
Yes. I love that. And that community aspect of it is everything, right? Because I'm in charge of not let anyone play small anymore as their coach. Like, I'm always like, hey, where are you at with this, right? Like, the accountability is huge, but also I do allow a space for you guys to rest. I do allow you guys to take up space to just feel your emotions, to disconnect if you feel like it. But Crystal is saying it right. Whenever one of them is having a bad day, or maybe not necessarily a bad day, but they just have some questions about anything related to money, anything related to like their personal life, their partner, we're there for each other. And we're always like, yeah, let's do it. I want you to be like honest, because again, I want you to be comfortable using your voice and not feeling like you have to ask permission to show up as yourself. How, looking back into where you are, and we're not even done, by the way, we're not even done. What do you want? Like, what does wealth look like for you? Because I think it's time that, you know, to reclaim it and just put it out there. Like, why do you want to become wealthy?
I want to be wealthy because I just want to be free, like to buy whatever I want, to go wherever I want. I want to make sure that in the future, my daughters don't have to take care of me. I want to take care of my parents too. I want to help take care of other people. I've been playing small for so long. I know there's so much more out there, and I want to experience that. It felt selfish in me before, but now I'm like excited to say that.
Yes, and claim it, right? Especially now, like in the season of your life where you are right now as a stay-at-home mom, it's so important that you are learning the skills of how to make money, how to invest, how to just feel comfortable looking at your money. But most importantly, like increasing your self-worth, which is huge, right? Like if our self-worth is very, very low or non-existent, we're not going to be looking at our money. So I mean, as your coach, I just love how you show up to the calls. I love that you do the work. And even when, yeah, there's times when you're like, I don't feel like it, like shit, she's gonna call me out on it later on, right? But you still do it. And I love that. Now, you have created, I want to say, one of the biggest mindset awareness of many of the members, whether it's this cohort or the last cohort. But how has your mindset awareness of your thoughts and your fears, and for example, when I sent you the email and you were like, oh, I'm feeling behind because I'm not gonna hit the 10K requirement. And then I was like, wait a minute, here's how much you pay off in debt. This is how much you save. This is how much you invested. You were able to capture your thoughts. So how has that awareness translated into you feeling more confident and increasing your self-worth?
So like even throughout the day, I do catch myself, okay, this is an old Crystal. Like, it's okay to feel what I'm feeling. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to feel like I'm behind. But I catch myself and I encourage myself, like, no, I already know more. And with those new tools, I can achieve way more. I don't know if I'm explaining it well.
Yeah. No, you are, because that's what I want, like, especially my stay-home moms, you know, that are listening, like, the importance of catching your thoughts. Like, Crystal, correct me if I'm wrong, please, because I want you to step into your voice, but, like, I feel that maybe in the past, before joining the academy, you were very reactive, right? Reactive in terms of any feedback that was given to you, you would be like, ¿por qué? ¿Por qué? Right? Like, very defensive mode, because that's how we grew up. I mean, we grew up in survival. And I feel that now you have more actually confidence to just like take a little break before you even like say what you think. Or even like, for example, I'm thinking of the time when with your partner, specifically when your partner was asking you about what have you learned in the academy. And then I was like, yeah, maybe what if he's just curious, right? Do you want to talk about that? Si no quieres, no. Okay, but you can talk about it.
Well, yeah. Okay, I asked him, take care of my girls. I'm going to go on this call. I'm going to learn how to make money, you know? And so I come out crying. And he's like, well, what are you learning? Like, and I'm like trying to explain like my mindset and stuff. And he's like, okay, but tell me about money. So then I was like, well, I am not allowed to feel my emotions. But like, yes. Later, I explained to him, well, you know what? I'm learning about saving. Did you know that in our checking, we're not making any money? And so now I'm transferring our money to Ally. And look, this month we made $5. Next month we made $12. The other month it was $30. And then this last month it was $75. And I was like, look, I created money from you and you didn't even know that. So yes, I was very reactive and I still kind of am. But another example is when my mom tries to shame me. She doesn't try to, but like she'll say things. And before I would be like, hi mom, you don't care about me. You're making me feel like a horrible mother for wanting to put my little one in daycare. And now I catch myself and I say, that's okay. One of your speakers, Lily, I think, was her name?
Yes.
So what stood with me was when she said that you have to be at peace with the decisions that you make. So now I'm going to put my daughter in daycare and I'm okay with that because I'm going to go out and make us money for our future. Oh, so that was just one of the mindsets that I'm able to like control and not react and be mad at the world. Like I'm able to bring it in and be in control of my emotions and being in control of my money.
I love that. I love what you just said. Like I am in control of my emotions and control of my money because you are. And everyone that is part of the academy is really in control of that, right? Like as your coach, I'm going to keep repeating, like, I don't let you guys play small because I see the potential, but I also encourage you to honor your emotions. I encourage you to have a bad day. Like if one day you're upset about the world, like it's okay. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to feel all of your money making emotions because even when you're having a bad day, your high yield savings is still making you money. Even when you maybe don't have the best relationship with your mom, not because she's a mean person, but simply because she doesn't understand how things have changed, right? Your investment account still is making you money. So we can make money while feeling all of these emotions that 99% of the time, they're anything but happiness, right? Like happiness is one of them, but we're not always happy. We're not always like high up in the sky. Everything is rainbows and butterflies. So thank you for sharing that. What would you say to anybody who's listening right now, who's thinking about joining, but they're like, I don't know if this community is for me?
You know what? I was scared to join because I'm like, who am I going to meet in there? They're probably more ahead of me. I don't have a job. Like, but I heard you in a different podcast and just your sound, your way of speaking, your confidence, your story, it just resonated with me. So if other people join, I feel like they're going to find comfort in hearing other people's story and how they can relate to them. Like when you coach the other girls, some way, somehow, you're coaching me too. Like, I think everybody should join.
I love that. So everyone listening right now, please go ahead and secure your spot because the doors are officially open and I am committed to give you guys results. You know, are you going to love me all the time? Probably not, right? But I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it because just like Krista, like I've done so much inner work, like not just about money, but like my inner niña, I've done all of these things. So I'm okay being your your coach, and I'm okay when there's days when you're like, man, she's the best. And when there's days when you're like, man, she's such a bitch. Like, how is she calling me out on this, right? Like, I'm okay with that because I don't let that mean something about me, because I am rooted in my purpose, which is I want to help you break generational cycles. And just like Krista, like I mean, I'm drooling every week when she comes prepared, when we're talking about taking action, when she allows her money emotions to come. And when she tells me, which is through the community portal, like, hey, I caught myself thinking this and this is what I did. Like, she doesn't always ask me to get coached. Like, she actually comes with a solution. Hey, I've used this tool. You know, I've used that. Who shames it? I've done all of these, right? We also have guest coaches that come and that teach you new things. So it's not just me. And Crystal is one of those people that will listen to the call and then use the information to put it in her toolbox and just be there for whenever she needs it, right? Whether it's with having the conversation with her partner about money, whether that is like controlling any negative self-talk that comes along, right? Because that's normal. We're still creating financial awareness. And I love that you also share your money wins, like how your money is making you money, because you as a stay-home mom make the move. You as a stay-home mom decided, hey, I'm going to make time to open the high-yield savings, or I'm going to make the time to open my investment. So Crystal, any last things that you want to share that perhaps I haven't asked you about?
I have so much to say, but I can't say it all at once.
Say it! Just spill the beans.
Can I tell you all the money beliefs that I feel like I'm overcoming as well?
Please do, because mujeres need to listen to that. Yes.
So I grew up thinking, like, don't get a credit card, don't get a loan, money is evil, God loves the poor. So that was one of the things that I was overcoming. Like, okay, if I get money, God is not going to love me anymore. And through the academy, I'm learning that, no, these are just like cultural beliefs, but they're not true. And I need to learn so that I can teach my daughter new things, or so that won't be passed down.
Yeah. And I love seeing you claim it, right? Because it really is cultural baggage that oftentimes prevents us from building generational wealth. And I mean, I was a stay-home mom just like you for a very short time, but just like watching someone like you become aware of her thoughts, making moves. I mean, the fact that you put your daughter in preschool because you're ready for more, like, hello, Latina mom, like, right? Like, we can continue to be amazing moms, but we don't have to give up our purpose. And so I'm very proud of you as your coach. I cannot wait to see what's next for you. And thank you so much for making time to chat with us about your growth inside the Academy and Mujeres. Don't forget to secure your spot today. Thank you, Crystal. What if I told you there is a way to get paid for the skills, knowledge, and the expertise you already have? Introducing Jefas and Wealth, a private offer for the beginner and aspiring coach who wants to build a business where they can make money while pursuing financial freedom and, of course, create more impact in our community. There are a million ways to make a million, and you might be sitting on the best idea that you can monetize. If you are ready to learn more, make sure you check the link in the show notes. On the Say Hola Well podcast and associated entities, all information provided is for general information purposes and it does not constitute legal, accounting, tax, or other legal advice. Listeners should not act upon the content information without seeking appropriate advice from an accountant, financial planner, lawyer, or other professionals. We assume no responsibility for the information contained on this podcast and associated entities and disclaim all liabilities with respect to such information, including but not limited to any liability for errors, inaccuracy, omissions, misleading, or defamatory statement. Usage of this podcast and associated content constitute an explicit understanding of acceptance of the terms of this disclaimer.